at pro wrestling history with Bash!
In 1955 in Gainesville, Texas, Jake the Snake Roberts was born. He turned 66. I know you can't believe it, but trust me.
Trust me. Trust me. Trust me.
He turned 66. Do you trust me? In 1986 in Houston, Texas, Universal Wrestling Federation, UWF, held a tournament to crown their very first champion. The honor went to Terry Gordy, who defeated Hacksaw Duggan. In 1988 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, World Wrestling Federation, WWF, held their first over-the-edge event. In a no-disqualification match, champion Steve Austin hit the Stone Cold Stunner on Dude Love, pinned him, and slapped Vince McMahon's hand on the mat three times. One, two, three, to win the match and retain the title. In 1987 in Buffalo, New York, the longest World Wrestling Federation, WWF, Intercontinental title reign began when the Honky Tonk Man beat Ricky Steamboat. He would go on to hold the title for 454 days. Reminds me of my 1970 Chevrolet 454 that I racked up. Love that car. Honky Tonk then lost the belt in 1988 at SummerSlam to the Ultimate Warrior in 31 seconds. Gone in a flash. Just like my Chevrolet. And in 1991 in Birmingham, Alabama, Steve Austin took home the World Championship Wrestling, WCW, television title when he beat Bobby Eaton. This was Austin's first singles title win in WCW. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the socials at Bash and Barb or visit bashandbarb.com for more.